jingle bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
It's a merry, merry Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Oh my God.
It's Christmas all over. Look, it's as if Christmas was just, wasn't it just like
4 months ago? 4 months ago.
Honestly.
Yeah.
This Christmas didn't feel like Christmas.
Bro, there were no decorations. There was nothing. No, there were.
We just didn't do anything, but they actually were.
No, but that's it. It's not as much as other years.
Yeah. I've been seeing even on the street lights.
Exactly, the street lights aren't even coming on, bro. You're like, what's up? This ain't feeling Christmassy, bro.
What people are talking about? People went to work today.
What?
Christmas is losing its significance as a proper holiday. And not like slightly. Before,
a lot of people still work on Christmas, bro.
Yeah, before,
because that's where a lot of money is made. Yeah. So you want to work on Christmas,
exactly. Yeah. So before, most offices, but from like 20th, 21st, people would shut down. Like nobody would be working till like the first week. Businesses would close. Like, you know, especially within like the government, public sector. You understand the public sector, and then in the private sector, it was more people that were still operating were people that were involved in like combine and selling. You know, but most even private offices. But now you still see people working on 24th, 26th,
25th.
On 25th, you still have working on 25th. Yeah,
what's going down?
In the economy.
Yeah, the country is red, bro.
Yeah, so man, it's just like nobody paid. It's kind of like Salah now. You know how Salah just comes and just goes, like the Muslim holiday. Mm-hmm. You know how Salah just comes, mm-hmm. It's just a break. Yeah, it's almost starting to feel. The only thing that's still giving Christmas like a little bit
of the end of the year.
It's the end of the year, the New Year celebration.
So that's what makes it feel like it's a long
year. It's a long year. So the New Year, but yeah, nobody's overly celebrating Christmas. And Abuja has always been like that, which is where we are, has always been a little bit like, you know, quiet during Christmas. It's not one of those rowdy regions, you know, it's not like them Lagos or you go to the east.
Is true. No, but how many people are from Abuja?
People are from Abuja, yeah.
Not a lot of people are from here.
Yeah, but I mean, how many shows do we have this period? I mean, there was Davido's show.
Ashake?
Who else again?
Odumodu. I think Odumodu performed as well.
Yeah. That was it.
That
was just a few. So, but yeah. I mean, it's more like you need money to enjoy the festivities.
You need money to extort, and everybody's feeling the supper this time of year. Everybody's feeling the supper. It's like
yeah.
Well done. Mm-hmm. So just looking at the year quickly, I mean, what's the weirdest thing that's happened this year for you? What was the weirdest thing that stands out? You know, and of course, there was the Pope. There was the Pope, you know, legalizing gay.
No, they
blessing that. gay wedding marriages. There's Trump being disqualified from running for president. Let's not talk about that. There's Marvel completely losing their shit because their lead villain apparently is is an abuser now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, let's not talk about those weird stuff. But personally,
I don't think Marvel has officially dropped him yet, though.
Marvel hasn't dropped him?
I'm just saying, like, I haven't heard anything. You know, it's just chatter and people are just saying. But I don't think Marvel has officially come out and be like, oh,
Mayors, we're dropping you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, I mean, because apparently people are estimating how much this nigga has lost from all the movie deals and endorsements already. You know, and honestly, and it's crazy because he was found guilty because he was trying to retain those deals.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's insane, because he could have just used a different defense strategy and completely gotten scot-free.
Yeah.
Right? But they chose to go with the defense that paints him as an angel. Yeah. Like, bro, come on, nobody. We know you've done some shit. You don't need to go that angle. We know, bro. But yeah, can't have it all, bro. Can't have it all.
Sorry, Mayor. Look, I was hoping it would be like, you know, similar. You know how the Johnny Depp case went. I was hoping it would be another victory for the men, but turned out, man. Look, but I think it's just like two counts. Like he's like guilty on like one, and then not guilty on like two. Yeah. I think he's guilty of like all counts. I think.
And it's not just the most serious, severe one. It's like the kind of you should have known better.
Yeah.
You know,
I looked at that case and it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Just people sticking their nose in people, other people's businesses. And so the court should be kicking some cases out as they come in. Just like, what's this?
What's all this?
We have better things to do than attend to these kind of cases.
But bringing it back to Christmas. Remember when Nigerians in diaspora would come back, you know, to Nigeria? They always found something that attached them to the country, right? They was like, oh yeah, it's like, you know, you've been living in, maybe, let's say, Canada, America for so long. You're like, oh yeah, I miss Nigeria. I miss suya. I miss the food, right? Yeah, I don't think that's happening anymore, bro.
I don't think. Like I said, I still think it all boils down to. It all boils down to finances, but I feel this year's own tomorrow also having something a little bit to do with security. But I still feel it's down to finances. Yeah. I mean, what flight tickets cost now? And before it was easy for you and your family to just fly down. But now if you're thinking of doing that, you need to think about the cost, what it will cost you. So I feel like that kind of has affected it.
I've affected it.
Then, you know, the people in Nigerians in the diaspora, they hear a lot of, you know, news about insecurities in Nigeria. So many of them feel like, especially maybe the most families now, they don't feel the country is that safe. They're not gingering their kids. You know, so most men, they're not insisting that their children come back to spend Christmas.
Yeah.
You get, because they're just like, hey, you know, it might not be safe. They might not be able to leave when they come back.
They might not be able to leave. that's a horror movie, right?
Yeah. So, but I still feel Nigeria is still a better has a better social life than you know, other Nigerian than the way Nigerians experience it in other countries.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so, but you just can't fight with the times. You just can't fight with the times, you know.
Yeah.
But I heard a lot of people actually came back this period, though.
There's a lot of Nigerians in diaspora, maybe in Lagos. Because
people were
Lagos.
Like, the airports were packed, especially during that 23rd, 24th. That the airports were packed. You know, there was a lot of traffic. It was during that period. I think it was just people, it was just people working. But some more people were like, it was also people coming into the town. But I don't think it was people coming to the town, because immediately after 25th, everywhere just went...
It just went dark.
It became a deserted town. So I don't really know what that was about.
Because I would remember, like, when I talked to most of my friends, they're like, oh man, I miss pounded yam and you know, some okra, some egusi. I said, now, but that it's casted, that everything is pirated now. Mm-hmm. Like, the Sapa is so strong that everything is fake. The company, the Azul company that produces only 100 bottles of Azul, but somehow
Nigerians consume
hundreds of thousands of these.
We don't know that they produce only 100.
They definitely produce more than that. But I'm just saying, now that it has casted that everything is fake, everything, even the food, bro.
Look, Nigerians have always thrived in all these kind of situations. Honestly, this pirated drink, we already knew about it. It's just that now this is the first time it's coming out to the public. But we've always known that they were pirating these drinks.
Actually, we've known.
We've always known. It's just that now it's official.
Yeah. It's like, this thing has overcasted.
Yeah.
This thing has overcasted. We have to just... Yeah. Wild. Mm-hmm. Gozi, looking back at the year... What has been your favorite episode this year? I mean, one that stands out. Like, just throughout the year. What would be the episode that stands out for you?
I think about it. I actually don't have any favorite episode this year. Actually, all my favorite episodes were from the year before. Yeah, from the year before. That's where we had. So if we're doing this year, I can't really pick out anyone. I mean, past traumas in relationship will probably be the highlight. Past traumas in relationship will probably be the highlight. Because, you know, these hoes.
For me, I really love the gamer episode, How to Date a Gamer. You know, now that this...
We made a video...
I think it's probably what's talking. Yeah, that was this year, no?
Oh, yeah. Dating the Gamer. Yeah.
It was this year. So, yeah, I think props because we did video on that one. I think maybe I'm a bit biased because we did video. This is supposed to be a video podcast, after all.
Yes, yes, yes. I also kind of feel like, you know, okay, we've never gone to that part of the episode, but I feel like this year was like a transition phase for us.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you know. Because if you check, we even have fewer episodes this year.
Fewer episodes than we had last year. Mm-hmm. Than we had last year. Even though we had a lot of roadblocks, guys. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of shit went down this year. Like, people almost died. We almost got what happened in Mexico, bro. I think we tell them what happened in Mexico, bro. We got racially profiled in Mexico, guys. Got racially profiled. It felt so bad.
Yeah, it felt so bad. Yeah, we literally spent millions of naira just to go get locked up.
Oh my god. Yo, it was horrible.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we should still do. We have to still do the. But I want that to be a video. And that's even why part of the reason I want us to do it in the video.
Okay. So tell them about the video. Tell them about the.
Because of the facial expressions. Yes. So you can understand and see pain.
We want you to listen, but also want you to see these facial expressions. You need to see
the pain that we went through. You get so. Yeah.
No, but there were a lot of roadblocks. You know, that was just one of them. You know, that's why, you know, we didn't have as many episodes this year. But, you know, a lot of things lined up for next year. A lot of things lined up for next year.
Hopefully next year, we'll be switching to video, right? Video podcast.
Yeah, there'll definitely be more video content on our YouTube. Of course, we'll still stick with some audio here and there. Yeah. You know, but
I mean, as long as you're connected to the channel, you still get
the juice. Mm-hmm. The juice and the granite.
We're going to be having more guests on the show.
Oh, definitely more guests, more guests
on the show.
Speaking of guests, I want to just take this time to say a special shout out to some of the most special guests that have really made this show special and have really stuck to it. And our antics, you know, regardless of our antics, they've stuck to us, right? So big shout out to Pearl, we love you. I know we said we're going to do the party before Christmas. We couldn't. I'm so sorry. But Pearl, wherever you are, you know, just know GHG loves you. The GHG audience loves you. You're like, everybody, like, and this is one of the comments I actually get. It's like, Pearl, who's that girl? Who's that girl? Pearl, who's that girl? Pearl, GHG, we love you. This is your home anytime. Feel free to come back. We'd love to have you on the show.
Yeah, she's probably going to be one of our repeat guests, but yeah, that's fine.
Saint 14, we love you, bro. Thank you so much. Your godly contributions to the show have not gone unnoticed. Believe me, because blessings just started falling into my lap. One or two contracts started to enter, you understand, after some of those are episodes. So so shout out to Saint.
Funny thing about Saint is that it's how he tries to you know, apply religion to everything.
Everything.
Yes. Saying 14. Who else is there again? IB.
Vivi Cokes. We love you. Stephanie Tale.
Yes.
Ose. Oh my God. The twins. You have to love the twins. Love the twins. Shout out. Oh my gosh, guys.
Gonna try and get more guests.
We're gonna try and get way more guests. Way more guests. You know, yeah. You're gonna actually have
try to bring in some new personalities onto the GAG podcast. Yes, now we need to have those people that are just controversial.
Yeah.
They just have to keep bringing them back because you can't solve their problems.
It's unsolvable problems.
Yeah.
Well, all right, guys. From us here at the GAG Studios, we just want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. All right, okay. That's it. Happy 2023 and...
We out.
Let's hope 2024 is going to be better.
Hope. Right. We know how the story goes. You write your New Year's resolutions just to fuck them up in the first 2 weeks of January.
Never believed in these New Year's resolutions. In Nigeria, it's not really New Year's resolutions. It's just resolutions continued. Like,
carry over.
Happy holidays.